All right, we're back. Episode 5, Think Again. Jake is currently in the car on the way to the gym, per usual. Byard's sitting out in the boonies, ripping some juniors.
Oh yeah, what's up, guys?
And special guest tonight. We're really honored to have you, future Yale hockey player. It's really, you know, this is the biggest feature that any podcast has ever had.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Great to be here, boys. Good to catch up.
So, you know, we had Byard come up with a topic for you know, big episode 5. You know, we were gonna do Area 51. That might come down the line, but you know, that's not interesting enough. You hear too much about that shit. And we did the Denver airport, and we talked about the New World Order. And so that's exactly what we're gonna get into again, the New World Order.
Quick side.
You're gonna need to send me the Falca link on those
Ball
immediately.
Has now
those are vital
new episodes. I've watched. Yeah,
I will throw
guys,
it in the bio.
If you guys wanted the link,
I don't know if it's gonna be as a link, but it will be there. It will be accessible.
Like, wait. Alright,
we'll
do
it. Is it 3 hours or is it longer?
It is 17 fucking episodes.
It's clearly gonna blow our mind.
Oh, this it's longer. Great. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but what I've watched.
The New World Order.
My mind's already blown again.
All right, so New World Order.
Anyway, we'll
what
get to
is
the New World
the
Order.
New World Order.
New
World Order.
Here we go.
It's a global government that will eventually control the world under one government system. And as I've said before, the idea of one central government is not far-fetched. You know, like Hitler tried to do it, Napoleon, Genghis Khan, like the whole. All those fucking idiots. All right, already.
All right. Well, quick side note. Coming already from Falca Ball, part fucking. I guess it's part two, but there's a bunch of parts.
That is probably the hottest take of the past.
That is extremely controversial. I do have to agree with that.
As much as I hate to say this.
That is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard.
That is quite the claim.
And it has to do with this New World Order, which is kind of crazy.
That will most definitely keep our listeners coming back. That is a bold claim. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So the idea of a central government, not far-fetched, whatever. So the New World Order is allegedly composed of the most powerful world leaders and extremely wealthy individuals. So from Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump to Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, like the big guys. The Rothschilds, the Vanderbilts, Rockefellers, you know. The big names.
Clintons could definitely be on that one too.
No, for 100%, without a doubt in my mind. So their idea is that they'll ultimately have the power to control everyday activities of all the humans on the earth, which is it's crazy to think about, but you know, that'd be kind of interesting. Byard, who are the key players in this?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, first of all, I would just like to say that if you don't think that this is going on and you don't know about it, then you're just seriously in the wrong. Like, come on, like the amount of power and money that is on this planet. And the amount of secret stuff that everyday human beings don't know about, I think is just absurd. So right. I don't think anyone could sit down and, you know, I'm not definitely saying that, you know, like everything we're saying is accurate, but you should at least think about it because there is definitely something going on here.
There's serious behind this.
Yeah. And I think if you were to ignore it or completely dismiss it, you would just be doing yourself a disservice. Exactly. But no, I mean, I think Vladimir Putin is the guy. I mean, this guy has been the controller, like leader of Russia for 20, 25 some odd years. He has, he always seems very just calm, and he's able to kind of do things that I don't think any other world leader has been able to do with their country. I mean, you look at this guy, he just kind of like has this way of completely controlling the media, just sweeping things under the rug. Like coronavirus in Russia, like no one's really heard about it. It's definitely gotten there. It's right near China. I mean, come on. Let's not be crazy.
Let's be real here.
Yeah, let's be real. I mean, I think, honestly, it just comes down to all, like, the major world powers. I mean, I think there's definitely a lot of U.S. players in this. There has to be. The U.S. is a big place for a lot of things. And, you know, I think our leader, or our former leader, I guess current leader still, I guess until what, January 21st, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I think that Donald was definitely in on this. I mean, his relationship with Vladimir can't be denied. I mean, he practically helped the guy win the election in 2016. And when you think about it, right, like Donald, you know, very successful businessman, you know, he's an old guy, a lot of friends, a lot of connections, but he came in and won the presidential election with zero political background. Like, has that ever been done before? I do not think so. And he also had, like, just billions of dollars. So I think that he was kind of viewed as potentially the perfect candidate. And that was just one example of how this order just can control whatever it wants and rig whatever it wants, all the way up to the U.S. presidential election, which is, you know, insane when you really think about it.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I mean, I think Putin is definitely the mastermind.
I'll talk about one of my big players. I'm gonna have to go with the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds
hundreds of years,
every single war since Napoleon. So that is something for hundreds of years, and it's not one side. They fund both sides, so no matter what, they win. So no matter what, and then in the country that wins and in the country that loses, their banks get to go into place. They control about almost every single bank in the world right now. So, I mean, it's said that Rothschild was also a Freemason, which is also an Illuminati member. And if you look on the back of a $1 bill, the most used bill in the world, I think Rothschild knew what he was doing. He put, because all this shit is always about symbolism if you look through it, he fucking put the Illuminati on the back of the bill.
The mint?
Because they also own the National, or the fucking Reserve, or the...
The mint. Yeah.
What the fuck do they own? The Reserve or whatever. Yes. And so basically, I mean, he's showing you that he owns all the money, basically. I mean, that's what I think. And like it's not really him. It's a bunch of them. And, you know, it's said that they could be worth together in the trillions of dollars. And if you're telling me trillions of dollars does not control the world, then like you're just wrong, because like
no, if you have trillions, top, you are the number one guy. Like no one's at that level.
That's got to be what, top 0.01%. Like that family is, them and Rockefeller are too powerful. I think Rothschild's the most, but that's just because they're in every single nation. A bank is literally in almost what, every single country. So like he's got connections there. They're related to so much royalty. Like, I mean, they're related to Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is related to Queen Elizabeth. Bill Gates was knighted in 2008 or 2006. I forgot, but Bill Gates is a Rothschild. Funny enough,
Anderson Cooper, one of the lead anchors on CNN, is also a Rothschild.
Yes, no, that is true as well. And you know, they own everything. They own the media. They own exactly what they need for this shit to go on. I mean, Kevin, do you guys know
about Agenda 21? I'm not that familiar with that, no.
Are you guys aware with Agenda 21?
I am aware of it, but I don't have the extensive knowledge to talk about it.
Kevin?
Let's hear it.
I could talk about it slightly. So, I mean, if you go on, if you just look up Agenda 21, it'll come up on sustainability.org. It is a government website. It is the UN. The UN has this is a document that was made in I think it was 1997. And what it is basically a plan to take over the world. It's 300 pages of, and like, this is all legit. You can look it up. It is, it'll be right in front of you. They're not hiding this from the world, because every other country besides two countries, the US and I forgot what other country, has not signed off on this plan yet. So basically what's going to happen is, in my opinion, is when Biden gets put back into, or gets put into office, the US will be put back onto the plan of Agenda 21. Now you're probably saying, what is Agenda 21? So what it physically is the New World Order. It is that, but with some exceptions. Basically, with Agenda 21, you're going to have those red zones of where the government's just going to take your house and basically tell you, hey, look, you can live here, but these other families need a place to stay too, so they'll stay with you. And there'll only be certain areas where people are actually allowed to live. They will tell you where you're allowed to and where you're not allowed to live with Agenda 21. And another key part of this is taking away luxury goods. I know the ski resorts are said to be literally the first thing to go. All luxury goods are going to be taken away. Everyone will be paid the exact same thing, A doctor will make as much as a factory worker, which drives away.
Scott Beatty, thanks for that one, man.
Shout out Mr. Beatty for teaching me that. So driving away incentives to want to work, it's a horrendous plan. And I don't know a fuckload on it. Like, I know a lot about other stuff, but I need to research it more myself. And I really think it's worth your time doing some research on Agenda 21, which is supposedly kind of turning into Agenda 2030.
I think we could definitely dive into that on a future episode once we're more enlightened. And Byard, we'd love to bring you back if you're interested.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But back to the New World Order. Byard was talking a lot about Putin and Trump and their relationship. You touched on Putin's involvement in the election of Donald Trump in 2016, and how he literally enabled a man with zero political background, and someone who's just extremely wealthy, to be literally the leader of one of the most powerful nations in the world. And so I think that Putin realized that, you know, Trump may not be the best member of the New World Order because of his the personality he has, and you know, his habits of loving Twitter, and, you know, really, like, his, if you have him on Snapchat, his Snapchat stories are fucking insane. And, you know, I think he knew this, and I think he wanted to get him out. I think he regretted the decision he made. Might have got some of the stuff done that he thought necessary, but regretted the decision he made. And so, you know, this is kind of where the coronavirus comes into play. Came into play during the 2020 election, and it severely weakened the U.S. economy, which was probably Trump's strongest political achievement, was strengthening our economy and bringing back jobs and all that good stuff. And, you know, like, a lot of people are saying, without coronavirus, like, Trump would have definitely won the election. I believe that is true, but, you know, like, we can't change what's happened, and there's coronavirus. Trump lost the election, and this ultimately made Americans want to vote for Biden, because of all this. And you know, I think this is all part of Putin's master plan. And, you know, Corona came from China, so China's obviously involved. People say that Bill Gates had a huge role in making the coronavirus. If you look it up, coronavirus, there are aspects of the coronavirus which are patented, which means it is man-made. There's a patent on parts of the coronavirus and AIDS, but that has nothing to do with this. And so, you know, Byron, you want to go into more of the coronavirus and, you know, population control and all that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that pretty much any major event that happens around the world can be traced back to this order. I mean, the 2016 political election is just a small example. Coronavirus is another example. I just think they have just unwielding control that we don't even realize. And you know, I mean, it was, you know, the coronavirus. I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of speculation, but, you know, I think it was made in a lab. It was in a lab. They had it, and it was released to the human population, which is definitely interesting, because, you know, you have a lethal, potentially, you know, obviously we know the magnitude that it has reached now, but if you have some of that danger to somehow just let it out and let it just go on a tear through the world, I mean, that's got to be somewhat planned. I mean, there has to be some sort of control or something that goes into that. And I mean, I think it was a great distraction. You know, I mean, you have that, especially in the U.S. I mean, it shut our country down completely for like 2 straight months. And then obviously, you know, we kind of slowly started to wind things back up again. But still, it's been a major, major distraction. I mean, I think a lot of the foreign affairs that were going on during that time went, you know, kind of unnoticed by the U.S. if it was not related to coronavirus, because everyone was just so focused and absorbed by what was going on in our own country, as they should have been. You know, it was a pandemic. It was a big deal. It is a big deal still.
I mean, one of the first thing that Agenda 21 says is spread of a worldwide pandemic. That was in the writing of sustain of that. So
And I mean, I think you know, a big part of the stuff when they talk about an order like this is like kind of eliminating population, slimming it down, so there's fewer people, makes it easier, everyone gets a little more space. There's a little less need for as many resources, whatnot. And, you know, the virus was, it targeted, you know, the elderly, didn't target the young, didn't really target middle-aged people, but it targeted the elderly people and those with kind of like underlying conditions, maybe poor health, you know, some maybe not controllable. So, you know, obviously feel bad for those people. But, you know, other things maybe potentially controllable. But I mean, the, China as a country has had a serious issue with their population. And the way it's structured with all these old people, and so conveniently you have this virus that just wipes out old people and doesn't really do much to the rest of the population, to consider and think about, and just the effect that it had on the rest of the world, and any amount of people that it's affected in lives. You know, obviously, you know, rest in peace to anyone that's been affected. You know, condolences from all of us to them. But you know, it's just crazy to think about. That's something that was created in a lab, was released, and has done this much damage to the world. Not even just a country, but the world. And how that, you know, can most likely be linked back to just a form of higher power that we don't even understand.
Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously have somewhat of an interest in conspiracy theories, or you think this is some sort of sick joke, and you get a rise out of it. But you know, for those of you that like conspiracies, they're listening to this, you definitely know about the chemtrails, and you may think that this isn't really related to this at all, because this has been talked about in different senses. This has been not talked about as much anymore, but I think now, during coronavirus, it's the most relevant time that it's come up. Because if you don't know what a chemtrail is, you don't know what chemtrails are. They are gases released behind planes that create lines in the sky. And this is me. That part, that's not even a conspiracy. Literally, look up in the sky, and you will see from behind a plane a trail of what looks like a cloud following behind it. And it slowly, as the plane gets farther, it slowly fades and evaporates. But it's not really evaporating. These trails are purposely released by the government. The New World Order has been using chemtrails to alter our world in various ways, and potentially affecting the human body. You know, the way that coronavirus spreads so fast through chemtrails. You know, the way that a lot of things spread quickly, and you know, like some like different diseases and different illnesses and different like things that pop up in people's health can definitely be attributed to chemtrails. Whether it's, you know, like some people think that that chemtrails have something to do with the wildfires in California and in Australia at the beginning of this year. You know, that's plausible. I really wouldn't write that off. And, you know, the only thing that could stop flying, they're trying to, you know, say they're trying to re-up these planes, give them new technology, give them new chemicals to put in them to release. You know, the only thing that would make that possible would be grounding every plane. And you know what did that? The fucking coronavirus. You literally, like when I was going out to rehab in March, I was on a fucking plane, JetBlue. It's a very popular airline. If you've been on a flight, it's usually almost full. I was one of four people on that plane. There was three other people on the flight. While I was in rehab, there was no flights anywhere in the country. It was nearly impossible to get a flight somewhere. And you know, that makes sense. Because the planes had needed some servicing. And, you know, this is the easiest way to do it. You ground the planes. You put them in a rotation. You fly them out every once in a while. And, you know, this is literally what they wanted. They started the coronavirus. They had the population control. You know, they needed it as a distraction to help themselves, to help further their agenda. And, you know, and then it led to the chemtrails and the planes needing servicing. And, you know, if you think about it, it's really all related. And as Jake said, this is, you know, this is becoming more relevant by the day, and certainly by the year. And, it, you know, in a few years down the line, you're going to, for those of you listening, you're going to think back and be like, holy fuck, these kids knew it all along. And we did. That's why we're telling you now. This is the point of the podcast.
Well said. Well said.
Think again. You got you guys got anything to add?
No, I mean, I just want to give, you know, all the viewers just, you know, a heads up. You know, just you know, keep an open mind.
We're here.
You know, I mean, we're not saying that any of this stuff is definitely going on, but you know, I think it's definitely something to consider. And you know, if you totally write it off, I think you're definitely doing yourself a disservice, because it might not be, you know, called the New World Order. And they might not be doing all the things we just talked about, but there's definitely something going on. And they're definitely doing stuff. They're making moves. And I think it's only a matter of time before we get, you know, more solid evidence on this. And you know, just keep a heads up, you know?
I agree.
Barnard, I'm actually with one of my buds that likes this shit too. Should we get his opinion as well?
Yeah, what's his name? Let's bring him in here. Is he with? He's with you currently.
Yeah.
What a fucking blessing.
He is sitting right next to me. This is this is Matt Berquist. Say hello to the fans.
How we doing? All right, so we've just been talking about
the New World Order, and its relation to coronavirus and all that. If you have any insights in the New World Order at all, okay. Please be guest and just.
I mean, yeah. So I watched part 5 of the sequel of Fall Cabal today, and so she was talking about like Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 a lot. And
just went over this, but no, go.
Oh, wait, really?
No, rip it. Okay, you know better than I do. So, this kid knows it. I don't.
So Agenda 21, it was like the plan to like get it done in like the 21st century or whatever. But then the Agenda 2030 came out. It was just like kind of like an add-on to Agenda 21. There was 11 new concepts in it. And so throughout the whole video, the lady who like put the whole thing together was going through all the different aspects of it. And some of the major ones I saw was end poverty, fix the schooling system, like more control over the schooling system, a more centralized government. And the only way to achieve goals like this is if you take the money from the entire world and distribute it evenly. That is the only way you'll be able to pay for it. The estimated value for this to like actually like roll out was $3 to $5 trillion a year. And so essentially to end poverty, to end all of this, everybody will get money. Everyone will be funded.
Sounds like one central government, man.
What does that sound like to you? One central government? Fucking communism. That's the whole thing behind it. It's fucking communist ideals are being fucking forced upon us. If you look, even in our school systems today, everything is based around, like, you have a, what's it called? The new schooling way.
Common Core?
Yeah, Common Core. You have Common Core. They're trying to teach everyone all the same things in the same exact way. I don't know if you've seen, like, the new way you do math, but a lot of it fucking dumbs down the critical thinking levels. And that is a key thing in communism. You need to have control over your people. You need to have fear in them, and you need to be able to manipulate them. And in order to manipulate them, you have to get rid of critical thinkers. And that is what our schooling system has been doing for the past, I don't even know how long. And it's showing so much. Like, if you look at the millennials, the way they are compared to the way our parents are, their generation, it's completely different. The schooling systems have dumbed down the general population, and they force the thought upon us that we need, like, we're going to be handed things. We don't have to work for it. And this is all, it all ties back into communism, like the whole new world order, all of it.
I mean, what was Obama's,
Oh yeah, I saw this too. So the Chinese Communist's party's slogan is a great leap forward. Obama's main slogan, like how Trump has make America great again, his was forward. Like, there's just way too many similarities and parallels between the Democratic leaders we've seen in the past few yeah. years and the Communist Party.
That's I need to think about half of that. That's,
yeah,
that
was bringing up some very interesting points.
We will.
Yeah, no, like, I highly advise you guys go look at Agenda 30, read the different subtitles or the subsections of it, and, like, what they're titled. It's, like, the first one's End Poverty. There's one, like, Centralized Government, International Cases in One World Court. So, like, have one court to decide what happens, like, throughout the world. It's essentially a way of controlling it. And, like, this all, it ties into the World Health Organization as well. Like, that's controlled by the United Nations. United Nations is so corrupt, by the way. In the video, it talked about, like, their whole sex trafficking ring and, like, how they were, like, abusing the children around them.
I talked to my girlfriend's mom today about it, and she said that she knew about that the entire time, about the UN being, like, sexually fucking harassing.
I don't think it's like
it's
a secret.
It's a known thing. That
no, I'll put the link in the bio of this episode so you guys could watch the Falk Ball sequel. Matt, I greatly appreciate your insight. That was truly a mind fuck, to say the least.
Yeah, of course. Have you guys talked about the inner war going on right now or no?
Barner, do you have time? Because he can go
I,
off.
I got 5 minutes. Good. You can. I'll hop off early. You guys can keep ripping it.
You think you can get it done in 5 minutes? He's got to go 9.
Give the overview. Yeah, so we'll bring you back
overall,
for an episode.
The overview of it. So, I bet. So there's essentially an inner civil war going around amongst the top of the tops. Like the most elite that we have. You have one side Trump, and then you have one side, it's the Clintons, it's Biden, it's the whole liberal party, and then their communist friends. So I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with like the election still, but Dominion's been a huge thing, and Trump's team in the US Army took took over a server in Frankfurt, Germany. But what we don't know, what the media hasn't been reporting, is there was actually a firefight between CIA trained services and the U.S. and then U.S. Army soldiers. And so one CIA officer was killed, and she was blown up. She said the media said that she was killed in Somalia, and then there were five U.S. Army soldiers killed, and they were all supposedly killed in a helicopter crash in Egypt. And listening to this and how they cover it up, it makes you wonder what else has been covered up by, like, helicopter crashes or killed overseas. And then, so after the firefight, the U.S. Army took over the Frankfurt servers. There was also a firefight in Barcelona and Toronto. And in the Arizona hearing 2 days ago, Rudy Giuliani and I forget who the other lawyer was, but she was really good. They came and they had expert witnesses talk about how the Dominion voting machines were connected to the internet. And I know it seems like they should be connected to the internet, but voting machines are not supposed to. And so there was this one guy, he was a cybersecurity specialist, and he worked in like counter U.S. intelligence and like against the U.S. for the CIA multiple times. And he came on as a witness and said that it is very easy to manipulate the votes in the American election because their security is not that high, and it can be easily done if voting machines are connected to the internet. In the Arizona hearing, they proved that the polling machines were connected to the internet. And so now that they have this, yeah. And so the server in Frankfurt, Germany has the real numbers, and it's controlled by Trump's team. And so this is the Kraken Sidney Powell has been talking about. And I mean, like, no one has been reporting on any of this. It's so bad. Like, I can go much
deeper into it. We will really more than 100% for bringing you back on. Byard, we would love to bring you back too. This is this has been a fucking wild episode. I think this is one of our best.
The word.
That wraps up. We're keeping the listeners on their toes with this one too. I mean, everyone's gonna want to come back and hear about this shit. I gotta fucking bounce. This is a great episode, Byard. Thank you so much for coming on. Special guest appearance from Matt. That was huge. Thank you for that. Jake, you got anything to add?
Just want to thank Byard and Matt, and
I think we have to. I think it's
force them back.
This could be the new thing. We'll definitely get it back on for episode 6. Stay tuned. Stay on your toes. Stay woke, and think again.
Beautiful.
That was fire. Yeah, right, send it this wherever you can, and then send it over, and we'll get it up. We got to coordinate. We got to get another episode.
Let's just get the spunk.
All right, boys. I got to bounce. Have a good night.